Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM StorageTalk TSM6 VMware Update. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Tricia Zhang. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for joining the call today. We have excellent information on VMware and how it's been updated in TSM6, as well as how it worked with the previous versions of TSM. Cyrus Nilchin will be walking you through the call today, and then at the end we will open it up for questions. We have Jim Smith from development here also to help field the questions. I also wanted to mention that today the Tivoli Storage Manager 6 did have a press release go out on it, so we'll probably start seeing a lot of information in the press as well as a lot of buzz with the analysts on it. If you're looking to get more information and education on TSM6, please watch the alert space as well as the Tivoli Talk space for upcoming Tivoli Talk calls and hands-on labs. We also have a roadshow that's hitting over 46 cities worldwide, so if you'd like to get some in-person training, take a look for that also. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and turn this over to Cyrus, and I would, if you have any problems downloading the presentation, please send me an email, Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, at us.ibm.com.
Thank you, Tricia. Good morning and good afternoon, everybody. My name is Cyrus Nilchin. I'm a technical evangelist for Tivoli Storage. And I will cover our new functions that we have in TSM 6.1 in terms of VMware support. Let me start right now with the presentation. The idea is that I go through the presentation for about 40, 45 minutes. And after this, you're welcome to ask questions, and we'll take the questions in the time we receive them. And then we'll answer them separately. So stay tuned for the Q&A session at the end of my presentation. I assume you all have the slides here, and I'll start with slide 3, which is the agenda slide. So this is my agenda for today's call. First, I will talk about VCB, what it is. Then I'll talk about why VCB is needed, and then I'll talk about the former integration of TSM 5.5 with VCB, and then I'll talk about 6.1, so what we have introduced in the current release of TSM 6.1, which, by the way, will be officially announced next week, and it will be available at the end of March. Then I talk real briefly about customer value. And I will not cover licensing and competition in that call. I will just roughly give you some hints and tips in respect to licensing and competition. So let's start with slide 4. What is VCB? Now, VCB stands for VMware Consolidated Backup. It is an interface from VMware. You can think of this being an official API to backup virtual machines that are running under the control of an ESX server. It is the official backup interface, and it enables all backup vendors, and TSM being one of those, to perform sophisticated VMware backups. It is not a backup product by itself. That means you cannot just use VCB. You have to have some backup vendor in order to actually perform the backups. So it's not a backup product by itself. It allows you to perform what VMware calls a so-called offloaded backup. Offloaded backup is basically a snapshot type backup that you take from a dedicated backup proxy server. Backup proxy server, that's VMware language, so that's their term. What they basically mean is they mean a second machine, which typically stands right next to the ESX server that holds the virtual machines. And this backup proxy server can now backup the virtual machines. The benefit of this, of course, the backup load is now moved onto a separate machine. So your ESX server is not impacted by the daily backup load. So that's why they call it offloaded. So it's a separate machine from where the snapshot backups are being taken. The interface also allows for consolidated backups. So you can actually run one proxy server and back up multiple VMware machines in parallel. The interface is primarily mentioned for the use in SAN environments, even though you can run it in a LAN environment as well. And it's part of VMware's Infrastructure Enterprise Edition. So it basically comes for no additional charge if you have that edition. It can also be purchased extra if you only have VMware Starter or the standard editions, then you can get it as an add-on product from VMware. So long story short, it's the official backup API that TSM is using. Slide 5, how does VCB work in general? Well, it's on an ESX server, and it does quiesce the ESX servers and opens up their files so that they can be backed up by a proxy server. Quiescing here means not that the actual virtual machine is being shut down. Quiesce basically means that it provides a consistent state of this snapshot, which is then being backed up. So bottom line is it works online. So there is no shutdown here involved anywhere. VCB provides us a consistent snapshot of an online running virtual machine under an ESX server. So this allows us to back up all the data. We can back the data up as images, or we can also back them up as individual files. And I'll talk later about how that works in detail. Internally, while the quiescing is going on, VMware is writing changes into a so-called Delta file, and after the backup is taken, the Delta file will be applied to the VCB backup, and the older version is being deleted. So VCB provides us a consistent state of the virtual machines, and that's why we have to use this interface. Slide 6, why? Before VCB, and VCB is not that long around, but before VCB, VMware did not really have an official backup interface. So before VCB, customers had to back up each virtual machine from inside the guest. So you would basically have to run some sort of backup client inside the guests. And if they all back up at once, then you will see a significant performance hit. Also, the backup load used to be very difficult to virtualize. So in other words, you really had a big impact in terms of memory, in terms of disk I.O., and in terms of network I.O. on the ESX server. It basically slowed down the ESX server significantly, okay? It was possible, though, but it was cumbersome and slow. Another way that we also supported with TSM was to go directly to the VMware Service Console, which is basically a Linux distribution, and back up the VMware Service Console from there. But that also had disadvantages because we were running on the console itself, so we would also slow down the ESX server. There were also consistency issues with some online backups of VMDK files, and most customers have written manual scripting, which was basically very hard to support. So there were significant availability. There was a significant availability impact, specifically in larger VMware environments, and that's why VCB got introduced. Slide 7. Now, what are the benefits if you use VCB with our TSM integration? You get a fully integrated solution that protects VMware. The whole thing works online and very fast. You get near zero impact backup, so you do not impact the ESX server during backup time because we leverage a proxy backup server in this case. You can back up multiple machines, and you can do them in parallel. If you have backed up your whole ESX server, you can manage all your backups right in TSM. So it's at one spot inside of TSM, and you can manage it from there, and you have them all right at a central spot. What else do you get? There is a file-level restore capability that I will talk about later. And there's, of course, also a disaster recovery capability that you will get if you perform full VM backups. So those are basically the benefits. Slide 8. Now I'll talk about the two VCB backup methods. There are, in general, two ways of using VCB. You will find different terminologies in the literature and on the internet, but basically it's always about either method. First method is a file-level backup. Second method is a full VM backup. Please do not confuse the full VM backup feature with a function that we have in the TSM Backup Archive client, which is called image-level backup. Our image-level backup is a function in TSM that works on a volume basis, and that's not what's being used here. So please don't confuse that. Okay, we got two methods, file-level and full VM-level. Slide 9 shows a graphical view of the VCB file-level backup. In the upper left-hand corner, we have an ESX server, and we have multiple guests running on that ESX server. There's also the service console. Now, this ESX server, actually, those virtual machines, they show up inside the storage system, which is in the lower left-hand corner, as VMDK files. So the storage system, which is, by the way, SAN attached, holds all the files that make up the virtual machines. Now, in a file-level backup, on the right-hand corner, we have a backup proxy. And that backup proxy actually sees the storage system, is also SAN attached. And that backup proxy now can look into the VMDK files. So we basically see all the files as they look inside the guest, okay? So you can think of this as a mount. We're like mounting the files inside the VMDK files themselves. And that's the backup proxy. Now, on the backup proxy, we basically back up those files just as files. So we can leverage TSM incremental forever for this, and we just back up those files and we can put them in a TSM server. The beauty of this solution is when it comes to restore, since we preserve the node names of the guest machines, you can actually restore individual files either on the backup proxy, or you can restore them within the virtual machines. So we do a backup from a backup proxy, but we offer the capability to restore individual files within the guest operating systems. It's actually a very powerful function. Now, slide 10 verbalizes what I just said. VCB takes a snapshot of the virtual machine. It mounts the virtual machine snapshot over the SAN to a directory on the backup proxy. And it shows then all the files and also, of course, the directories show up. And we, from the TSM side, we just back it up and we can leverage incremental forever. So we have no physical data movement to the backup proxy. It's like a mount. You have to have Windows as a backup proxy at this point in time. That's a limitation of VCB, which will go away in the future. In the future, we'll have we can also leverage a Linux-based backup proxy. Now, the file-level backup, of course, protects you against data loss inside the virtual machine. It is offloaded from the ESX server because the CPU load, the backup load, takes place on the backup proxy, and we can, of course, run multiple sessions. And what you need to do, you need a TSM backup archive client on the backup proxy, and that's really all you need in order to do that. For recovery, again, you can restore write from the guest, from the virtual machine, or you can actually restore like on the backup proxy and use those files and copy and paste them, for example, back into a virtual machine or use them otherwise. That's the file level backup. Slide 11 shows a full VM backup, a VCB full VM backup. In this case, it's pretty much the same setup. The difference here is that TSM will now back up the virtual machine or the guest as a whole. So we basically grab the VMDK files as they are and move them into the TSM server. With this method, you can think of a virtual machine as just being like one big file. It's actually not one big file, it's a couple of files, but it's like an encapsulated object that we take and move it as one or as a small number of objects right into TSM server. That's a full VM backup. Now, slide 12, what's the advantage of a full VM backup? And it's one of the benefits, it's operating system neutral. So you can run any type of guest inside your virtual machine. So that could be Windows, it could be Linux, it could be anything that's supported by VMware. We basically just take the machine as it is, encapsulate it, and put it in TSM. How does it work? Now, VCB exports the virtual machine snapshot to a directory on the backup proxy, and from there, we'll basically pick it up and move it into TSM. It does include the VMDK files, which represent the disk images and also the configuration files. Primarily, this is used in disaster recovery scenarios, where we really want to be able to restore the whole virtual machine quickly from inside TSM. This backup is also offloaded. It also takes place on the backup proxy. It works in parallel, but it does, at this point in time, not work incremental. So it's a full backup, but what we recommend here is we recommend to leverage our TSM subfile level backup, which means we can achieve some sort of incremental level for backing up those full VM backups. Okay, you can install the TSM Backup Archive Client, or you have to install the TSM Backup Archive Client on the backup proxy. We all data that are stored are preserved under their specific node names. So we take care about giving the images the correct node names. So we know exactly that guest number 47 or virtual machine number 47 has a specific node name associated in TSM with it. This way, you know which guess you have actually backed up, even if it can only look inside a TSM. And we use our proxy node command to provide this functionality. Now, restore, the good thing here is you could keep those full VM backups on disk, and you can restore from there. Typically, you would have the last one on disk, and if you don't, then you would pull it back from TSM. There's one question that I typically get at this point, and the question is, do we provide any sort of individual file level restore with this type of backup? And the answer is yes, there's a way of doing this. And the way we do this today is that we restore the full virtual machine, and then we use a utility from VMware. It's called VM Converter Utility, and that allows to extract individual files from those VMDK files. So we can provide, or let me put it like this, VMware provides a somewhat manual way to restore individual files from a full VM backup. So it's doable today. It's somewhat manual, and we're looking into supporting this feature within our product, within TSM, in the future. So today it's somewhat manual, but it can be done. All right, let's move on to slide 13. Slide 13 now really talks about TSM 6.1. What are the updates here? We supported VCB with TSM 5.5. It's not a new support that we introduced, but we have significantly improved the functions that we offer. And one of the functions is, first of all, the full VM backup and restore is now completely integrated in TSM. So in the past, it was like a two-step process that you had to perform if you wanted to do a full VM backup. Now that's gone. Now you only use TSM Backup Archive Client or the command line, so we support both. And we've actually introduced one command. So you issue this command for a full VM backup, and it's all you have to do. So there's no scripts involved. There's no manual interaction involved. It's 100% integrated into TSM, and we can take a full VM backup. It's in the command line, and I'll show you some examples, and it's also in our graphical user interface. So in the new TSM VA client, you will find new screens or new functions that allow you to perform VMware operations, like restore. So it's integrated in both. The exports, actually, so what we back up is being broken into 2 gigabyte file chunks. So we are not backing up like one super big object. We can break up those objects into chunks. And that's actually at the file level. And we allow you to tune the size of those chunks. So that feature was necessary to support specifically big VMware images. We've also improved the password management, so it's also now completely integrated. And one side comment here is the newer versions of EXX, or the latest version, has no service console anymore. So some customers might have still used the old TSM Linux client in order to back up VMware, and this option is gone. So you have, for the newer versions of ESX, you have to use VCB, and you have to use our integrated VCB support in order to get it backed up. All right, that's what's new in 6.1, and on slide 14, I have an example for you. That's how the command line option looks like. that's what typically a customer would perform. Of course, they can schedule this with TSM Scheduler. And as you can see here, it's one command now, and it basically says backup VM with a couple of parameters behind it. The important parameter here is VM backup type equals full VM. So that basically means now with 6.1, we have one command that does a full VM backup for you automatically. It's a command line option. Now on slide 15, this is how it shows up in the TSM Backup Archive client. So under Actions, you have a Restore VM. On slide 16, this is how it would show up. So you can see all the virtual machines here. So this is very comfortable. So you can really manage a large VMware environment. And you can simply click on the machine that you would like to restore. You can also specify a point in time, and then you can restore it. On slide 17, there are some more functions that we have now. And this one is a search function. So we can actually search, if we have many virtual machines, we can search in the list and we can pick the one that we want to restore and then just check it and then click on restore. So we have basically a search and filter function now. Slide 18 shows a preference editor. So we have a new section in the TSM Backup Client's preferences that allow us to specify the backup type of VMware backup, and also you can specify the user ID and the password here. That's also very important. So we're basically managing the backups of those virtual machines. Our slide 19, and I talked about this already, file-level recovery. So if you get a generic question, do we support file-level recovery? The answer to that question is yes. Now you have to differentiate. If there was a VCP file-level backup being performed, then it's a no-brainer. We can restore the individual files, of course. We can do it from within the guest, or we can do it outside the guest. Now, if the customer has performed the VCP full VM backup, then we have to use at this point in time the extract utility in order to get individual files back. We also have the plan isn't finalized yet, but there is a high chance that actually this function will make it into TSM, into future TSM releases. So we are looking into including this type of capability in our GUI and in our TSM command line. So that's about file level recovery. Slide 20, a quick promotion here. If you want to back up applications and databases inside VMware. So VMware does not guarantee you consistency of, for example, an Exchange server that's up and running inside the virtual machine. So the way you have to back them up is basically just the traditional way. You use a TSM4 product, a TDP, and that will take care of the application running inside the virtual machine. There are commands in VMware that allow you to specify pre-scheduling commands. So if you really want to write some scripts here, probably you could come up with some pre-scheduling command that would either quiesce or, to be really safe, shut down the application inside the virtual machine and then take a virtual machine backup itself. So there are some pre-scheduling options available, but they would require some manual scripting. So what we recommend today is just use TSM4 products inside virtual machines for the specific applications and databases in conjunction with a VMware backup. Now, the industry here is, of course, moving forward, and maybe in the future we'll see some more functions built into VMware along those lines. Okay, slide 21. I don't really want to take you through the whole history here, but with TSM 5.3, we could run a TSM Backup Archive client from within the virtual machines themselves. We could also run our Linux version of the BA client and just back up the ESX server itself. That option doesn't exist anymore. But the first option to run the TSM BA client from within the virtual machines themselves is still, of course, still available. So you can still do that. You don't have to use our VCB support in order to back up VMware with TSM. With 5.4, this is when VCB got available, and then we almost immediately started supporting VCB. There was some manual scripting involved, and so was with TSM 5.5 for the full VM, full virtual machine backups. But with 6.1, that's all going away, and we only have, you know, we only need our GUI or our command line, and it's integrated now. I think that's the key message here. We always supported VMware, but now it's really integrated. Okay, slide 22. This is, I don't want to say positioning, but as I believe all of you know, that our IBM TSM Fastback product also offers some capabilities to back up VMware. And the way it's done with Fastback is from inside the virtual machine. So it doesn't support VCB yet, but you can run it inside the virtual machines and just take snapshot backups with Fastback from inside the virtual machines. This works, of course, Windows only, because Fastback's Windows only. Advantages here, it's very easy to configure, very easy to deploy. It's transparent, so it works on ESX servers, VMware server workstation, and even Microsoft's Hyper-V. Nice thing is it has like Change and SQL Server integration right built in. So, you know, if you use Fastback, you get that more or less automatically. It allows item level granularity, and it also allows you to perform those snapshot type backups from within a virtual machine onto a physical machine and vice versa. And Fastback also has a nice incremental forever snapshot technology. So that's how you would position Fastback. Slide 23. Is a couple of words about Microsoft Hyper-V. We have actually seen that Microsoft picks up some space here. So they are moving forward. They have identified VMware as a competitor, and Microsoft's technology, which is similar to VMware's technology, is called Hyper-V. And at this point in time, we do, since a couple of days actually, fully support to run TSM Backup Archive Client inside of Hyper-V. So we can run it inside Hyper-V guests, and that is supported. That works for the TSM Backup Archive Client as well, and of course for all the TDPs. Another way of doing this is that we run a TSM Backup Archive client in backup flat files, basically. We don't have that integrated yet. So that one, in this approach, the user must actually find the appropriate files and then back them up. This is somewhat manual. So it can be done, but it is, as I said, it's a manual process that also might require some scripting. So the best way to back up Hyper-V with TSM today is really from inside the guests. Okay, slide 24, and I'm now talking a little bit about the customer value. I mean, why one customer would do that type of backup, VCB-type backup. Well, of course, improve virtual machine availability. Okay, the backup load is moved off of the production ESX server. It's online. Basically eliminates the backup window, and it also eliminates network traffic. Everything that goes on here is over the SAN, which works very fast, and it, at the end of the day, allows to fulfill service level agreements because now you can perform a faster backup and, last not least, a faster recovery. Slide 25 is about optimized IT resource utilization. Now you can actually consolidate your VMware backups on dedicated proxies. So you can use one proxy for 4, 5, 6, 7 ESX servers. So you have now a better usage of your IT. You also eliminate network traffic because it's SAN-based. It allows an efficient incremental backup of the virtual machines. If you do specifically, if you do file-level type backups, and it's of course it's integrated with deployed TSM servers. So you just basically use version 6.1 client, and you can use your existing TSM server. Slide 26, enhanced storage personnel productivity. Of course, administrators are more productive now. There's no need for scripting anymore. It can be centralized, so you only need to look at one centralized spot for your backups. You don't have to maintain individual TSM backup archive clients on each virtual machine or any type of backup agent because it's like agent-free if you look at it from inside the guest. And, of course, it fits right into an existing TSM environment. All right, slide 27. There are a couple of links here. And before I open it up for questions, I want to show you the backup section real quick here. So licensing, a couple words on licensing. So we license our solution based on the number of physical processor cores, okay? So we go by physical cores. We do not care about how many virtual machines you have running on your ESX server, okay? We look at both. We look at the physical cores in the ESX server and on the proxy backup server, okay? If you have TSM4 products running inside the virtual machines, you have to license those as well, and they also go by the physical number of processor cores. So, for many customers, this is a very cost-effective way because they can run 500 virtual machines on five big ESX servers, and the only thing they have to pay is for the physical processor cores on those ESX servers and the backup proxy. So long story short, licensing is based on the number of physical cores, not on the number of virtual machines. There's a value unit licensing table, so we basically go by the type of processor, and we have certain value units per core that we charge. There's a licensing example that I have here, but again, it's based on the number of physical cores. Slide 33. A couple of competitors. There are competitors who have also implemented VCB, of course. Slide 34 is how do we compete with them? Actually, if they adhere 100% to the VCB integration, to the VCB interface, the interface is more or less even with they're more or less even with TSM. Now, what they don't have is they don't have incremental forever. So if you do file-level type backups, we have incremental forever capabilities that you can leverage that they can't, okay? Also, what you need to do is leverage the TSM advantages, TSM server advantages, okay? Talk about our incremental forever technology. Talk about our database. talk about our storage hierarchies, talk about all the good features that come with TSM. Multiple operating systems, multiple applications supported, and lots of customer references and so on. So the idea here is that VCB, if you compete with VCB, it might be a heads up. You can leverage incremental forever, but really how you win is by bringing in all the other good functions that TSM has. Okay, slide 35. Those are a couple qualifying customer questions. And slide 36, some reference information from VMware. Same on 37. 38, there's actually a data sheet out there from VMware, and there's a white paper. We also have papers available from the TSM side of things. And we have we also have, of course, a manual, which is a very extensive description of the different ways how to back up VMware. And that was it from my side. Thanks for your attention. And now I would like to open it up for questions.
Lisa, can we go ahead and get the lines opened up for questions, please?
Yes. Sorry about that, ma'am. My mic was off. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute option is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And once again, that is star 1 on your telephone. And we'll pause for a moment. And our first question comes from Dan Krause with IBM. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Cyrus. Great job today. I had a comment and a couple of questions. My comment is one thing on the VCB support that we have that I didn't hear you mention but wanted you to comment on is one of the other benefits that I understand of our implementation of VMware backup is that we can run a recovery directly from the virtual machine using the data we backed up via the VMware proxy, which I'm not sure that the other customers can do. And some customers find that appealing because they don't have to go back through the proxy to get the data back, but they can get that back directly from the machine just like they could if they would back it up natively from that virtual machine. My questions are, one is we mentioned that there's a fan-out ratio on the proxies coming into that server. I was curious if you had any guidance at all on what that fan-out ratio is for a single proxy server. Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 20? Is it 100? Or is there somebody doing some work on that? And the second question I had was on the licensing. As we mentioned before, we're licensing by the cores, and I was curious if our VMware licensing participated in the new subcapacity pricing available with TSM version 6.1.
So this is Dan, Jim Smith.
Hey Jim.
So I'll take a shot at this. The restore, that's a good point. Not only can you restore from the guests, but the data was backed up in, as Cyrus mentioned, the data is backed up and managed as if you backed it up from that guest. So you don't have to do any translation of mount point names or anything. You launch the restore client from inside the guest and you see your data as if you had natively backed it up. So that's definitely a plus for TSM, right? The fan out, we've asked VMware about that. We haven't heard either through development or test or through talking to VMware any good numbers on that. So I don't know if Cyrus has any more information on that.
Okay.
I think IBM is using the term virtualization capacity now, which traditionally meant the subcapacity licensing. And yes, all the TSM PIDs will be a whole new set of TSM PIDs will be available for virtualization capacity, and that would include VMware. But I would guess that because of the rate of consolidation is so high on VMware servers, you're probably getting a better deal with the full capacity, the PVU-based licensing.
Okay, great.
And on that subcapacity pricing, we will have a Tivoli talk on February 17th. POE actually steps us through all the ins and outs of that licensing if you want more information on that.
And we'll take our next question from Wilhelm Hillinger with IBM. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. This is Wilhelm Hillinger from IBM Austria. I do have a question regarding running a file-level backup from a where the proxy server is connected via the network and not via SAN. With the VCP mounter which runs in the background, it's supported to have this certain option, but I didn't find a way to transport this into our backup client. So the question is this possible, or do we have to have a SAN connection from the backup proxy to the ESX server?
So I think the answer to that question is it is supported over LAN 2, so there is a way of doing it. Maybe we have to kind of just if you just drop me an email, I'll send you some write up on it. But
okay, that's good. Thanks.
Yeah,
but it will force if the SAN path's not there to get to the data,
I have tried to run this backup, so this backup VM and. I will just get a question. It can't get in contact. There's a certain error message coming. VCP mount. Yeah, I can send you with the right description. Like, error can't open disk, blacklist, snapshot, whatever. Cannot open disk file, error, disk library fail, whatever. There's a certain message which points to the fact that you have to have a SAN connection, or it expects a SAN connection when running the backup.
That was with 5.5?
Yeah, this was 5.5.
Yeah, send us that, because we do have some, we have LAN failover with 6.1, and we can verify that your case would be covered.
Okay, thanks.
I have a quick comment on Dan's comment, and I think he's absolutely right. I will add the function that we can restore also inside the guest into the competitive information, because that is a competitive differentiator. At this point, I'm not aware that any other competitor can do that. So yeah, thanks, Dan. I have to add this to my competitive slides.
And our next question comes from Ian Hancock with IBM. Ian, your line is open. Mr. Hancock?
Hello. My question had also been about the subcapacity licensing. I guess we'll find out more on the 17th, but for now, could you say if you would have a mixture of ordinary full licensing if you wanted to protect the whole ESX server, but you could mix that with subcapacity licensing if you had one VM machine which needed, say, TSM for databases? Would it be, is that how it would work, a mixture of these things?
You're talking about with on one physical ESX server or several ESX servers?
Well, just say you had one ESX server with which you wanted to back up the whole thing because you had maybe 20 VMs in it, but you also, with one of those, you wanted to also apply say TSM for databases. Would that be a mixture of licensing types?
Because they're two different products now, right? That's the difficulty with your scenario. You have to license the BA client, which is doing your full VM backup, and then you have a license for the data protection product, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the virtualization capacity or subcapacity really gets into the discussion of whether it's more cost-effective for you for one product to be licensed across the entire physical machine or with just the subcapacity that the virtualization technology is allowing it to see.
So you do.
So you're not going to. I don't. You're not going. You're going to have to pay for, I believe, and you could ask Coy this, but you're going to have to still pay for your the entitlement for the data protection product and for the BA client. But you could say that with the data protection product, you could use the virtualization capacity calculation and just pay for that entitlement.
Okay.
Right? Did that answer the question?
I think so. I mean, we have seen, you know, information on TSM6, you know, in the roadshow that's going around at the moment. So it was slightly confusing as to which. I thought it was a switch over from one to the other, but sounds like it might be a mixture.
Yeah, I believe, and I have to admit, I don't know the answer. That's a tough question. I believe that you cannot mix within one product. So you cannot say, okay, I want to have a couple of TSMBA clients, sub-capacity-based price, and some of them core-based price. But you can mix the case that Jim mentioned, which is, well, you have TSM4 licenses for the data protectors that are processor-based, and you also have sub-capacity pricing for the VMware backup. So that's what I believe it is, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll find out on the 17th then.
Coy loves the VMware questions as they relate to PVU, so don't be afraid to.
And our next question comes from Lynn Corey with Arrow. Please go ahead.
This is Lynn Corey. I actually had some capacity questions too, but you guys have already answered them. And I'm looking forward to the February 17th call.
I hope we answer them well.
And our next question comes from Lee Kyung with IBM.
Hi. I just have just two questions. One is regarding just a slight tech question. On slide 18, you actually show the TSM 6.1 preference at beta. Does that actually make it fixed? Like, if I were to choose full or foul, and I only can only, when I schedule the job, you can either perform a full or foul backup. Or because at different time of the week, I may be doing a foul or a full backup. And the second question is that if 6.1 will be able to support the next version of VI4.
Okay. I think the first question is about can we also schedule a file level type backup with our VMware support? And the answer is yes. I mean, we could. That's why it's not on the slides, because we could do that with 5.5. So you can schedule both. You can schedule either one, the file level or the full VM level, and it's both more or less one command. With 5.5, we could not. With 5.5, we could not do the full VM backup with like one command. There were several steps. With 6.1, that's one command now too. So you can schedule both file level and for full VM level backup. Now your other question about interoperability with the newer versions of VCB. I mean, we don't care. I mean, from a TSM perspective, it doesn't matter from which ESX server it comes. So it should work. It's transparent to us. We just use VCB and we just grab whatever VMware gives us. So this should be it should be interoperable.
It should be. We just have to watch outsiders. We don't know if they're going to be sunsetting some of the, you know, there's always a possibility they sunset some of the command line interfaces or APIs that you use. When we switched from 3 to 3.5, we didn't have to make any binary changes. And as I said, we would hope that would be the case, but we have to wait and see.
And just to further clarify, the TSM6 backup archive client will run with the TSM5.5 server, correct?
Yes.
And support these functions.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's actually a very good point that you bring up. The new 6.1 feature is backward compatible with TSM 5.5. So you don't have to run a TSM 6.1 server in order to use all the functions we talked about. And that's, by the way, true for also for the TSM 4 products and the reporting and monitoring.
Rick Young, were you done with your questions?
Yes.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question from William Mansfield with Logicalis.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Bill Mansfield. This is related to integrating full and file-level VCD backups first on the same note. Can I do a weekly full and then a daily file-level backup to provide both fast and file-level restores? And then if I need to restore the whole thing, how is that integrated? Is it like TSM image plus incremental where it's integrated or not?
It's the or not. You can certainly do that, but there's no management constructs within TSM that are going to facilitate that for you to, you know, help you with the applying the appropriate file adds and deletes onto the image.
So I'd have to do a full incremental restore with replace set to no or something like that.
Right, but then you'd have to manage the files that were deleted out, which is to your image plus incremental analogy. That's what that does.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you can do it, but we don't manage the incrementals inside of TSM.
Okay, thanks.
And we'll take our next question from Barbara Lindberg with IBM.
Hello, guys. I just had one question. Cyrus, when you were talking about the full image backup of the VM machine, you talked about a TSM sub-file level backup, and I'm not really sure what you mean by that, and if it doesn't take too much to explain what that means, because to me a full image is it's going to grab the entire disk, right, or the disk file.
It's files. It's an unfile level. Yeah, but that's an easy one. Basically, when we back up a file in TSM, we back up the whole file, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And every time we get, you know, a new full VM backup, we back up that file. Now, you can enable subfile level backup in TSM. That's actually a function that we have in TSM.
Right. So are you talking like adaptive differencing?
Yep.
Okay. Right. I wasn't sure if that was the – okay.
Sorry. Yeah, there are a couple different terminologies out there. Yes. That's,
okay.
That's actually what we use, and that way we look into the file and we only back up the changes within the file.
And that's during a full image backup?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh, great. Thanks. That explains it. Thank you very much.
We'll take our next question from Jeff Telfer with TechTrade. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, this is just a marketing question. We have a number of customers who front-end the VCB using VisionCore's VRanger and then back that off to TSM for tape. I'm just wondering, with the file-level backup and restore functionality and the new interfaces for 6.1, whether or not that removes that necessity or whether or not there are still functions that VisionCore provides that 6.1 doesn't.
Now, I'm not 100% familiar with that, even though I heard that actually many customers have the same setup that you're talking about. I think VisionCore does actually, they have a lot of functions built into their product. So they have more functionality that actually is provided. It's also about, I think they can also do replication and things of that nature. So they have more functionality, but basically for the plain backup, you can use VCB and that's really all you need.
Great. So just for the plain file level backup and restores from the guest, there's no problem with that.
Right. Yes. I mean, the typically, I mean, well, there's a generic problem if you do file-level backups, right? I kind of hate to talk about problems, but if you have a VMware image that, for example, hosts a file server, what you will get is you have many, many files on that file server. Now, if you use a file-level type backup, that might take a very long time. You will also create, inside of TSM, you'll also create a lot of metadata because each individual file is handled, is basically maintained separately. So if you have millions of files, like a huge file server, then a file-level type backup is probably not what you want to do. In this case, you want to go with a full VM backup. So in general, if you handle a large number of files, then file-level-based backups are probably not what you're looking at.
Okay, great. That answers my question. Thank you very much.
We'll take our next question from Scott Drummond with IBM.
Hi, just a quick nuance. On page 5, Cyrus?
Yeah.
The way that the first sentence reads to me implies to me that that the VCP quiesces all the machines and you don't have any granularity of quiescing one machine over the other.
Let me read this real quick. Right. You're right.
So
you're right. It's I think you're right. We specifically specify the virtual machine that we want to back up,
right.
And that individual machine is the only one that's being quiesced.
Right.
Right. So right. Sorry. Yep. That definition here is assuming that you just back up the whole ESX server all at once.
Yeah. So if you can change that would be great.
Yep.
To the right answer.
Thank you. That's correct.
Cheers.
Thanks.
As a reminder, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment. And we have a question from Daniel Banch with TechTrade.
Hi. My question is regarding the required specifications of the VCP proxy server when the virtual machine that's being backed up is a LUN more than 2 terabytes in size. If you're doing full VM backups, the proxy needs to have as much space on it in its repository as the largest snapshot. So if that largest snapshot is 2 terabytes, it needs 2 terabytes of storage. And the question is what happens when that virtual machine is bigger than 2 terabytes? And do we need to have 64-bit windows on the proxy to account for the fact that it would need a LUN bigger than 2 terabytes to accommodate that snapshot? Is there any recommendations around that?
Okay, let me think about this. I mean, first of all, your first statement is correct. I mean, if you do full VM level backups, you have to have the same space. The technology that the VCP uses under the covers, they use snapshots. They do a VMware-type snapshot in order to provide us with the image that we can then back up. So that's what they kind of use under the covers. And that snapshot does require the full space. There's also no compression or whatever when they provide the image over to us. Now, of course, if we put it in TSM, we can use those kind of things, compression and encryption and stuff like that. But basically, yes, you have to have the same space. So that's correct. Now, your question was, what if we don't have enough space?
Yeah, what if that virtual machine that's been snapshotted is bigger than 2 terabytes? Because the problem there is that the proxy server is going to need 2 terabytes on a logical drive. But it's going to need more than 2 terabytes to back it up. And it's just that obviously there's restrictions around 32-bit windows in doing that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, does that basically mean that it needs to be 64-bit windows running on the proxy?
I think so. I think that's
yeah.
what it means in that if you have virtual machines that are – well, that – I mean, I think you – question implies that the guests are then also running 64-bit. The virtual machines are then also running 64-bit.
They would be, yeah. They would be, yeah. They probably would be, yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta, then if you want to support this, you have to have also 64-bit proxy.
Yeah. Right. No, yeah. I mean, obviously, they could be using span volumes, of course, as opposed to achieve that. Great.
Yep. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean for VMware, as far as I know, you have to, like, if you run a 64-bit virtual machine, then your CPU has to be 64-bit capable to begin with. So.
I've actually got another question, just tagged on to the end of that, because I know there's a lot of servers that the kind of virtual machines that will have bigger data volumes will tend to be ones that have raw device mappings mapped to them. Is there any sort of like guidance as to when a large raw device mapping, let's say like a big file server, becomes too large for VCB to be considered, and when it's actually better to advise a customer to just install the BA client within a virtual machine? Is there any sort of guidelines on when VCB possibly isn't the best solution?
Okay, we don't have these guidelines, to be honest with you, but I do know that VMware has many guides out there, and VCB is actually very broadly accepted in the industry, and there's lots of stuff out there. Your user groups and all that, so I would definitely just Google for that.
Okay. I would suggest, Cyrus, that the considerations are more on the restore side. I would think that would drive more how you want to perform the backups. I don't think with the raw device mapping that I haven't seen anything that said that it's too big.
There's no potential performance degradation at all, is there?
Well, I think the performance degradation is going to be when you fill up I think VMware, from what I've heard, has more problems just filling up the volumes with snapshot data.
Okay.
It's not so much size, it's extra space on the ones that they have to house snapshots.
Okay.
Is where you get into problems, and it's not a question of pure size. But that's just my interpretation of what I'm hearing.
Okay, thanks.
And we have a final question from Marcus Standow with IBM. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Marcus. I have some questions just to verify that I understood everything correctly. And the first question is, if we do file-level backup with VCB, we currently only support Windows operating systems as VMware guests. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And later on, there might be some follow-on versions that also support Linux, right?
Correct.
And if we do a file-level backup, do we also have a chance to backup the configuration files of a VMware?
Not as part of VCP. I mean, they're outside the virtual machine. So you would have to take care of those manually with the TSMBA client, because when we do a file level, we actually mount. Just think of it as a mount, and we look right inside the virtual machine. So we don't see the configuration files that are sitting outside. Now, with a full VM backup, we do see the configuration files, and we do back them up, too. So I think if you do a file-level type backup, then you have to take care about those configuration files manually.
Okay. Is there a plan to integrate that somehow into the file-level backup?
No.
Because otherwise, the file-level backup is not really a DR backup.
Well, I'm not so sure where you're going with this question. Oh, I think okay. I think I know where you're going with this. You're basically saying if that's the way I want to protect my VMware environment, I would miss the configuration files.
Correct.
Okay, I see what you say. So that would not be a disaster type solution.
Right.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Well, of course, I mean, my recommendation would be, for disaster, use full VM backup anyways.
Yeah, I would warn against the file level. Trying to get back the the system state data, as Microsoft calls it, by restoring a group of files is very error prone, and it's going to be very manual.
Okay.
If that machine that's down is an AD, you're not going to be able to just simply restore all the files from the C drive and expect the domain controller, the Active Directory, is going to run again.
But the same is true for the full VM,
For the full, you're putting the whole machine back in a consistent state.
I think Jim's comment is, well, even if we would take care about those configuration files, we would still not be able to provide you a disaster type backup when you run only file level.
Okay, and for the full backup, if we back up the VMware plus the configuration files, we are still not backing up something like the memory. So in reality, we have a crash consistent backup, right?
Yes.
It's like a power off backup.
You're right. You are absolutely right. So you're not right on the memory, because actually the snapshot does provide us also with the memory, because if you look into VMware snapshot technology, they actually are also capable of freezing the memory. So we do catch the memory, but you're right, it's still only crash consistent simply because, there are transactions in flight. Specifically, if you talk about exchange servers or things like that, where you have lots of users being logged on. So, yes, you're right. Even with a full backup, we basically provide only crash consistencies for the applications and databases that are running inside. And this is why, at this point in time, we recommend to use the TSM4 products in addition to the VCB backup from inside the virtual machines. That's the recommendation at this point in time. Now, I know that VMware is looking into leveraging the VSS technology from Microsoft in order to provide a more consistent snapshot of their apps and databases.
They have that now, Cyrus.
Yeah, and that's something that might enable us at a certain point in time to just back up the full VMware machine and get a consistent backup of the apps and databases inside.
That's available today. I think it was in one of their updates to 3.5. So
yes.
If Exchange or SQL are running on the guest, then when the snapshot comes in from VCB or from wherever the snapshots are generated, the VSS will notify Exchange and SQL to put themselves into quiesce themselves.
But generally speaking, if we, for example, have an Oracle within the guest, the best practices currently would be to use TDP for Oracle or for databases, do a normal Oracle backup online, and once in a week, for example, do a full VCB backup, right?
Yeah, I would still say that. I was getting around to that point, that they're just making the snapshot a little more consistent.
For products using VSS.
For VSS, absolutely, and getting back to the recovery scenario, it's still better to have the DP, because I think you have a much more suitable recovery scenario. Then instead of having to put a full VM back, you can recover, like with Exchange, a single database with the DP product.
Also with the TSM4 products, there's a whole, we have basically log handling included. So it plugs right into what Jim just said. If you just take a snap, you won't get log handling and things like that. You can't like replay a log to a certain point in time. So that's all you get. That's what you get if you have the TSM4 products. So Yeah. For me personally, I feel that, you know, VMware VSS support is kind of an early technology, and you know, I probably would at this point in time I wouldn't recommend it to a customer. I would recommend to do both.
Okay, but definitely a customer should use both, not only rely on VCB, because the granularity of the backup is not the same as with a TDP product.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
But Cyrus, I would say, though, that it would be safe to turn on. There's a way to enable on the guest the VSS support so that you're getting a little bit better than crash consistent when you're taking the snapshot.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yep. Let me check. Absolutely.
And one last question. If we turn on the sub file backup for full VCB backup, and you said that we need double that space, from what I understood, VMware is using snapshots, so we wouldn't use double the space, right?
We wouldn't double the space.
The savings is going to be you're still doing full VM backups. You still have to stage them out somewhere so that the backup archives client can access the data and move the data.
Also, in the background, the VMware server is copying the data.
Yes, that's still the same.
Okay. And
we would just happen to, we can, as Cyrus was saying, you can enable or take advantage of the subfile backup technology, which is not going to add a whole lot of, it doesn't add a lot of space to assist the process.
Okay. But if we use that, we have to double the capacity, one for the running VMware guest plus one image that the VMware server is copying out to the proxy server.
That's true for any full VM backup.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
And then you can leave them. Cyrus, I don't know if you mentioned this. You can also leave them. Once you stage them and they get moved to TSM, you have the option to just leave them there if you have the extra space.
You have to use that if you want to use subfile backup, because you need the reference.
No. Subfile. These are if you're familiar with subfile, these are huge files. We're gonna create signatures of the blocks of like 4K or 8K blocks and store signatures and not have to store the entire things.
Ah, okay.
So we're gonna send up the blocks that have changed.
Okay.
But I think he's still right. I mean, his point was, you basically take one file level, you take one full, and then you back it up into TSM, and then next time you take the next full, we can only move the change blocks.
Right, but you don't have to keep the first full around to have subfile
right.
Working.
Right. Yep. Right.
So you don't need this, and you're. The amount of overhead that's incurred by subfile is small because it's a bunch of signatures of blocks.
Okay.
But it's somewhat incremental. I mean, it's not incremental, really, but it's somewhat incremental.
Yeah.
And now I have another last question. Can you use multiple proxy servers? For example, if your VMware ESX server is hosting Linux and Windows guests, could you use one proxy for Linux later on once it's available and one for Windows, or one for 32-bit Windows guests and one for 64-bit Windows guests?
I think you can do that, Jim, right? I think.
Are you talking about full VMs?
No matter.
No, basically his question is if can you have two proxies connected to the same ESX server? And I think the answer is yes to that. And that way you
Yeah, I don't think technically the proxy is connected to the ESX server.
Right.
It's the SAN. It's looking at the disks in the SAN.
Yeah. I believe you can set it up that way and then just take like the Linux images over different proxy server than the Windows images that you take then over another proxy server. Yep. I think that works.
Restore SLAs would be another reason for doing this. If you have to restore multiple servers at the same time. If you have only one proxy, you cannot do that.
If you only have one proxy, you cannot. Well, you can restore multiple at the same time, but I think you're still right. You might, I mean, that still might be too slow for you, and you might want to leverage a second proxy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. I think that's correct.
Okay. Then I'm finished. Thank you very much.
And there are no further questions. I'd like to turn the conference back over to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody, for attending the call today. This call has been recorded, so if you do have a colleague who would like to hear it or you would like to listen to it again, it will be posted out on the Tivoli Talk website as well as the Business Partner website probably in a few days. With that, thanks again, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you either at the roadshow or on the upcoming Tivoli Talks.
And that concludes today's teleconference. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day.
Thanks.